Welcome to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast.
Hey, it's Sally. Thanks for joining us. And here's a little bit from the show today.
Parents are playing with their children's toys when they're not there. Or even when they are there. But this had to do with like parents playing their video games, things like that. And we just heard from Nicole, who said her parents, Christmas Eve, would open up their toys and play with them before Christmas Day. And I'm thinking, this is brilliant. Why am I not doing this?
You've been missing out.
I have all these years. So, yeah, how about you? Do you do the same thing? Our number is 888-9976. And who's this?
This is Tim.
Tim, do you play with your children's toys?
Oh, yeah. My son's just barely two. And it's like, man, they didn't have any of this stuff when I was a kid.
What's your favorite?
The pack and play.
No. Well, I can't fit in there. It's got to be the xylophone and the piano. He's got a little xylophone piano.
Yes.
The xylophone and the piano.
Oh.
Yeah. He'll just sit there and play it at the same time, and he'll get up and dance.
Oh,
I love that.
I love that. That's awesome.
Literally gets up and dance.
There's something just like that abandon of playing with toys, even when you're old. When I was a teenager and I would babysit, I loved when she would play with her little kitchen set. I loved it. I got so into that.
Really?
We made all kinds of meals with the little plastic food arranged on the plate. It was the best.
My wife, being a musician, the Fisher-Price xylophone was a full concert from her.
Oh, I'll bet.
A lot of us have a friend or a family member that you tell them something's going to start a little earlier than it does so that you can get them there on time. Some people have this issue. Sally has volunteered that her amazing husband, Roger, the problem here.
Over promises.
Yeah.
Under delivers on the time. Yep.
Family Life Radio.
Sugarcoating the time.
That's a nice way of putting it. Sugarcoating the time.
There
I like that.
A spoonful of sugar makes it go down.
Yeah.
I am married to someone who has no concept of time. None.
Oh, we can be sisters.
I'll be there in a minute. Is it one of your minutes? Or is it a real minute?
Yes.
Or is it going to be an hour?
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Oh, this is the world I live in.
So I become a harpy. About the time to get ready for church. I acknowledge it. I truly do. We start about 9:30. Uh-huh. We have to be to church at 10:30.
Right.
9:30, are you ready? 5 minutes later, are you close to being ready? 5 minutes later, almost time to go, because he has no concept of time.
Oh, that's so funny.
With the goal of getting out the door by about 10 to 10, so we can be at church by 10:30.
So, sugarcoating the time, as you say, does this work?
Well, between that and the harping, yes. We do get to church on time. But if we have to be someplace important, I always pad the time.
Right.
If we have to be there at 10, I tell him we have to be there at 9.
You know,
because I know we will get there at about 10 if I tell him we have to be there at 9.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
You know how to fix this issue.
What?
Get him a job at a morning show somewhere, because that is what fixed my internal clock somehow. I used to be perpetually late, and now that I get up so early, it readjusted everything for me.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Radio waits for no one.
Exactly.
That's true.
Yep.
That's true.
Yep. Hold on to me when it's too dark to see you.
When I am sure I've reached the end. Family Life Radio, Kinkle Fritz and Friends, Lauren Daigle, Hold On to Me. And you were calling about that song. What does that song do for you?
I've just been going through a lot lately, and when I found that song, it just really speaks directly to my heart. Sometimes I just pray those words, like, God, just hold me, just hold on to me. And it's crazy, like, the feeling sometimes where that I feel like he's actually there, just holding me, you know. And I feel like that song just really shows that well. It's such a beautiful song. Plus, I really love Lauren Daigle. She's great.
That's awesome.
I agree.
Well, thank you for sharing.
Thanks so much. Hope you guys have a great day.
You too. Wow. She said that there's times I feel like he's holding me when I listen to that song.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, it's I don't know if you guys are, I'm just sometimes just blown away. This thing that we just played, that's 3 minutes long, changes lives. Isn't that amazing?
That is.
The songs are speaking truth, right?
Right.
They're singing truth, the truth of God's word into our hearts, and that is moving.
Oh, it's massive. And that she could turn on the radio and feel God holding her.
Yeah. That's incredible.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Hey, I just want to say that if you give to this ministry, wow, what is that worth? You're helping somebody feel like God is holding them. That's awesome. So thank you so much for doing that.
Hi, I'm Hope Darst. And if you didn't know, Family Life Radio is listener supported. By giving you help, people find hope and keep the station on the air. You are helping make possible a place that people can turn to for hope and truth.
You can give safely and simply at myflr.org. Thank you for making hope possible.
It's Kenkel Fritz and friends with you. You're having a good day and you're enjoying breakfast like Misty is. What are you?
Ooh, what
is
you
that?
Got?
What do you got there?
Something different.
Yeah, normally I have a protein bar. Just crack an egg.
Oh, is, yeah, those are good.
Yeah, you just add an egg into it and it has like potatoes and cheese and bacon and stuff.
Yeah, it's like this little, it's got the potatoes, the cheese, bacon, and then you just put an egg in there and mix it up.
Ooh,
and
sounds microwave really it. Good. I think I'd like it.
I don't totally buy the packaging though.
What do you mean?
Why?
Because it says no artificial flavors, dyes, or preservatives, but there was all this stuff was in separate little baggies, like cheese in a bag.
Yeah,
there has to be preservatives there.
Well it's refrigerated.
What? Yeah.
Wow.
That pause.
Hold on.
What? You didn't?
It was supposed to be.
You didn't refrigerate this?
Refrigerated, no. Misty.
Well, oh, it does say keep refrigerated.
Oh, no. A little early on that.
Whoa.
Wow. How long has it been on the shelf? When did you get this?
3 days.
3 days. Hold on.
I picked it up from Walmart. So I picked it up. I didn't go in. I didn't know these were refrigerated. I just stuck them in my pantry.
You mean picked up like a grocery pickup?
Were you? Yeah, they bring it out to your car.
And you didn't know this came from refrigerated.
I'm going to get sick. Oh, no.
So it's been sitting on your shelf 3 days.
Yes.
And you just consumed the entire thing.
Now,
whole container.
Now, okay, call right now. 888-888-9976.
I'm really worried.
Will Misty be okay? I think this, now when you put it in the microwave, it does reach a high temperature.
Yeah.
Which probably killed.
Oh, no.
Did it smell okay? That's my husband's test.
Well,
always.
Because I was suspicious, I was like, no preservatives. And I did sniff the cheese and it sniffed fine. It smelled fine. It smelled fine.
Oh, no.
I didn't sniff the potatoes or the bacon.
Oh, no.
How
are you feeling, dear?
Yeah, are you all right?
Well, now? Ask me in 10 minutes.
Do we need to call the station nurse?
Maybe the paramedics.
All right. Okay.
Oh, no. Sorry.
888-888-9976. Have you ever done anything like this?
Man.
Will Misty be okay? Will she survive?
Please say I will be.
Call right now. So Lavenna is with us, and to make this family friendly, your father had done something very inappropriate and wrong to you when you were a little kid.
I hadn't forgiven him, so I got a hold of my sister. She gave me his number, and I tried calling, and he didn't answer, and then something told me, just try again. And so I called. He's like, who is this? And I said my name like 3 times, and he pretended like he couldn't understand me. I said, well, I just wanted to call you and tell you that I forgive you. I know what you did was wrong, but I do forgive you, and I hope that you ask for forgiveness. And I hung up, and like as soon as I hung up, like just a weight lifted off my shoulders.
Wow, that is awesome.
It was a change in my walk with God daily. It is a struggle to walk right, but I have to remember that I am human, and that just because I'm a Christian doesn't mean I'm going to be sinless, but I will sin less.
I like that. Being a Christian doesn't mean you're sinless. Hopefully you sin less. That's good. But how beautiful that this also changed your relationship with God.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
I hope that other people hear this and just remember that forgiveness is real. And
man,
we don't always forget, but we can forgive. So.
Absolutely. What a beautiful story. Well, thank you so much for sharing.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Well, God bless you. So tell us your good news. Your story could encourage and inspire others. Call right now, 888-888-9976. It's amazing what this dad did, sending a note in his daughter's lunch. And then it just kept going 690 days in a row.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome?
I love that. We got this great text message. As an adult, I went through a divorce with a two-month-old baby and moved in with my parents to go back to college. My mom would fix me lunches and write notes on the outside of my bag. Have a great day. Good luck on your test. You got this. Always had a smile on her face and kept my son so that I could focus on my studies.
Oh, that's sweet. Awesome.
Mama's coming in clutch. That's
love
what they
that.
Do.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Elva Lou is with us this morning.
Thank you so much. You make my day. I listen to you every morning on my way to work.
Well, thank you. Now, you said that it's the other way around. Your son has encouraged you. Tell us about it.
Yes, I just wanted to mention that my son, when he was getting ready to go to college, he had to write a letter about somebody that he admired. And I said, oh, did you write about John F. Kennedy or Martin Luther King? He goes, no, Mom, I wrote about you.
Aww.
Oh, my gosh. I was crying. He let me read the letter. And I tell you what, to this day, that was the most exciting thing that has ever happened in my life.
Wow.
There's something about boys and their moms. I grew up in a household with all girls, so it's been fascinating to see how much my son just really, he loves his dad, but there's something special between a boy and his mom.
Yep.
Oh, I agree. And I was just so proud, so, so proud. I have to say, it was probably one of the most proudest things I've ever had.
I love how you set it all up. So, John F. Kennedy, it was, you know, forget all the world leaders, Mom. It's you.
It's you, Mom.
Oh, yeah. I'm up there with John F. Kennedy. Yeah. I'm Mother Teresa.
Mother Teresa. No. It's my mom. We're talking about how you've been blessed by somebody else's gift. Mary is with us. Tell us what happened.
I received a gift. It's been 2 years ago, and it still touches me.
What is it? What'd you get?
I received a vehicle for my special needs grandson.
Hey.
Oh, wow.
That's huge. How did that happen?
Well, I was looking for this wheelchair car, and one of my friends found out that I was looking for it, and she told my the manager, and she said that we have a program that helps the employees. So the doctor that I worked for said that they would give me a loan.
Oh, wow.
So I said, okay, you know, I'll pay it back. But then the loan turned into half. You know, I only had to pay half back. And then at a Christmas party, I was going to make a speech about this car. And the director, the president of the company said, you know, your loan has been forgiven.
Oh.
Wow.
Yes. And because my grandson weighs about 75 pounds and I was getting him a, you know, car seat. And
You need a wheelchair van or something. Yeah.
This made a whole difference in my life.
Oh,
wow.
That's amazing.
Huge. Whole story.
Love that.
Mm.
What an amazing organization you work for.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it is. It really is. It's just wonderful.
Wow. Love that.
Wow.
That's pretty neat. How inspiring. Well, you have a wonderful day.
Well, you guys too. God bless you all.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control.
It's time for that joy report. So, Brittany, what do you got for us?
Well, I was listening to you guys talking about it on the radio this morning, and it got me thinking of where do I find my joy? And I was talking to God about a no that he gave me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and he said, my answer is never no, it's this way.
Oh, I like that.
And that was just really joyful in my heart that he never really does tell us no, because he always has a plan for our lives and a direction, and it's so wonderful to have him guiding our footsteps, and he never lets us go astray from that, and if he does, he holds us back the right way and says this way.
That's beautiful. Can you give us an example?
Well, the building that we were going to purchase was bought by somebody else.
Oh,
So that was my no, and he just has something better in store, and I know that he's got something in store for it.
Something better.
Yeah.
I like your attitude. I mean, how many things in life you think God's given you the big kibosh on? He's just going, hey, let's go over here instead.
I don't know why, but this old song came into my mind about trust and obey.
Oh,
yeah. And we used to sing it back in the 80s. Obey. See, you know it.
It was drilled into us as children. You trust and obey, children.
No, it's just the peace comes from that. That's it.
You're right. When you trust God and release yourself to His plan, you're right, though. There's where the peace comes from.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing that and getting me to think about the blessings in my life.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good day.
So do you have any joy to report? We got to hear from you. Call right now, 888-888-9976. Becky is with us. What's going on?
Well, one of your stories or the thing that you were talking about, how you meet someone in the midst of something you're going through.
Yeah.
My mother was diagnosed with cancer 5 years ago, and she was my friend. She was a confidant. She was everything to me. Mm. And I was at the lowest point of my life, and, you know, I'm not one to share. I found myself to the point where I got on Facebook, and that's just not me. I don't tell things on Facebook. Okay. And I just said, my mom has been diagnosed with cancer, and I'm at my lowest. And I had two people that reached out that were in school with me. I didn't know them that well, but they reached out. We became such good friends that we started a group and had about 5 or 6 people. Through that time, every one of us went through something that we were there for each other. My one friend, her husband has been fighting cancer for almost 9 years. And, you know, because of what I was through and the way they held on and held on to me, I've been able to be there for her. Mm. I'm telling you, God is real and He is good.
Yes.
Amen.
And I'm like everyone that calls in, I love you guys.
Oh, thank you.
You brighten my morning. Every morning on my way to work, I'm just like, oh, I don't want to go in.
Oh.
So thank you for being there.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, thanks. You know, we're here because people are giving to keep the station on the air. And so we're thankful to them. And, you know, you're like the third caller that's been thanking us. Well, that's what's with the overwhelming love for us.
I know.
What's happening this morning?
So nice. I must have known we needed a little lift up.
I guess so.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Well, you're going to be hearing more of it today. I know it.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. We would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram and have you share your good news or joy reports. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.